All right, y'all. Cannabis is moving fast. You don't have time to waste. Get everything you need to compete at MJ BizCon this November 15th through 18th in Vegas. Be in the room with 35,000 power players in cannabis. Find 1,400 vendors who will fuel your growth and get fact-based insights on growth projections, regulatory reform, politics, and business management. It's your one real shot to gain a competitive edge in cannabis. Register by September 29th and save up to $300. Go to mjbizcon.com and get 10% off with promo code 22BZA10. That's 22BZA10. Good morning, my friends. Happy Monday. I hope you're coming off a wonderful weekend and you are starting your week and day off right. My name is Elliot Lane, host of Benzinga's Cannabis Daily Podcast. You get your daily dose of cannabis news and insights about 5 minutes or so. If you're watching live on LinkedIn, Twitter, Benzinga's Cannabis page, please drop a what up, a hello. I hope you guys are doing well. If you're listening to this after the fact, we do stream this live, but you can always listen to this on Apple, Spotify. I almost forgot the name of that one. Other major podcast hosting platforms. That being said, there's nothing too life-changing happening to start the week, but there are some items to note when it comes to especially an international public company, as well as some items on the state level and federal level. So let's dive right on in to what's going on in cannabis today. Forefront Ventures, FFNTF on the OTC, one of the OG multi-state operators in corporate cannabis, is bringing their California cannabis brand, Island Cannabis Co., to Massachusetts. Crossing the country, Forefront is really doing a lot to spread itself out across the U.S. right now. Very, very strong on the West Coast in Washington and California. They are expanding in Illinois and the Midwest. They are now bringing their cannabis company to their cannabis brand, Island Cannabis Co., to Massachusetts. Jay, good morning. Thank you for dropping that in, my friend. IMCC, NASDAQ-listed IM Cannabis Corp., sees a $2.5 million position from Mirai Asset Management of just under 1.2 million shares in that purchase. IMCC also saw about $250,000 worth of shares bought by their CEO, Orrin Schuster, last week. So they have seen a good bit of buying recently. Definitely one to keep an eye on as we move into the week. To date, Mississippi has currently brought in $6 million in licensing fees for medical cannabis. This is inclusive of one-time application fees for dispensaries, cultivators, transporters, processors, and testing facilities. That being said, there will be a lot more when it comes to medical cannabis patient applications. There'll be a ton more application fees within these one-time license application fees to come. So they are off to a good start in their cannabis program, I think. The National Institute on Drug Abuse published an RFP, or a request for proposal, yesterday seeking manufacturers that can cultivate, test, and roll joints of about 4 million grams of cannabis over 5 years. Up until recently, the NIDA relied on a single farm out of the University of Mississippi, a monopoly, if you will. In the past few months, several additional cultivators have been licensed. So we are seeing potentially a move away and toward more of this corporate cannabis to provide this to the federal level. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear has confirmed he will be using his executive authority to legalize medical marijuana and or at least set the state on a path toward legalizing medical marijuana. He has received feedback from a 17-person advisory board, which includes physicians, pharmacists, other sorts of doctors, business professionals. He has been very active and a big friend, I think, to the industry in Kentucky. Somai Pharmaceuticals, which is an international, especially European, R&D cannabis company, opens a new Portuguese manufacturing facility of 3,800 square meters large, EU GMP certified, of course, when you think of any cannabis facility in the EU. From 2019 to 2020, more than 11,000 people were treated for injuries related to drug abuse while riding bicycles. Y'all, don't ride and consume. This is per Journal of Studies in Alcohol and Drugs. Just a few more here. Flora Growth Corp, FLGC on the NASDAQ, completes exports to Switzerland, Czech Republic for high CBD dried flower, and to the U.S. for CBD isolate. Ascend Wellness, AAWH, on the OTC announces a number of social equity and expungement initiatives, including a week of events across the U.S. that will offer expungement and other legal services to formerly incarcerated individuals. They've also increased donations through their Ascend Foundation. Last but not least, Pablo Zwanich of Cantor Fitzgerald released a note this morning on what he expects from D.C. over the next month or so. He is not necessarily hopeful, unfortunately. He does not expect legislation to come in the 117th Congress. SAFE is not dead, but would probably need to pass in a broader bill during the lame duck session. Adding 280E removal to the bill would probably garner Republican support for Cory Booker. However, adding social justice amendments would likely kill Republican support for SAFE in that session. So really, Cory Booker holding the key to what could be a very imperative decision for medium and small cannabis businesses in 2023. With that being said, if I'm looking at stocks today, IMCC has to take the cake. Forefront and Ascend and Flora Growth Corp will keep an eye on as well. Have a wonderful Monday, y'all. Get started right. Have a great day. Treat others right. Do all your things. Have some coffee. We'll see you again tomorrow.
Hey, investors, thanks so much for tuning in to Benzinga's Cannabis Daily Stock Picks and News Podcast every day pre-market. Once again, this is not financial advice. Please do your own research. We hope we bring you the best and most efficient news for your investing. Continue to find us on Benzinga.com/cannabis, Benzinga.com/podcasts, or on YouTube on Benzinga's channel.